Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Is Brad Pitt out here scamming women? Yes, he is, but it's not what you think.
And not sure why, but Judge Judy is letting us into her bedroom.
Also, our brother Ricky Smiley had so much fun yesterday, he's back and ready to dish. But first,
let's get this started!
In here. All right, a fake Brad Pitt is out here scamming. Okay. The Spanish police have arrested 5 people accused of scamming 2 ladies out of 325,000 euros, wow, which is a little over 360,000 US dollars. The suspects claimed to be Brad and reached their victims from Brad Pitt fan pages. Then they convinced the women that they were talking to Brad and that they were in a relationship, child. And these women gave them money thinking they were giving money to Brad Pitt to invest in fake projects.
Wow.
I'm going through it myself. I am no Brad Pitt, but some of my fans, people are showing up my comedy shows and my events, catfish, bags packed, ready to go with Ricky Smiley.
Bags packed.
Bags packed. Now, yeah, Brad saw it.
Yes.
I have a witness. She was in the lobby. This lady act a fool.
Yes.
In the lobby of the hotel. She said that she sent me $450. And then she said, I talked to you this morning. I said, okay, go ahead and call my phone. I have to hold my phone,
held
my phone
to her face.
And then the fake Ricky Smiley answered the phone while the real Ricky Smiley is standing in front of her. I said, ma'am, I'm trying to tell you, you've been catfished. We're not going to bed tonight. Well, fine. I did think about clapping those cheeks.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's so interesting that you was talking about it, because Ricky, these women have some money that's dealing with Brad Pitt. You said how much yours had? 400?
I only had 450. I should have kept that to myself.
I would have kept that to myself, honey. I'm gonna say that one, honey.
No. Hey, moving on. Judge Judy is letting us in her bedroom.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Guilty.
Judge Judy shared her and her husband Jerry's go-to nighttime activity is binging true crime TV, Gary.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they love Law and Order, and the judge, who is 81 years old, says that she refers reruns, so she already knows how the end is gonna happen, so they end up falling asleep.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
So did anybody expect for Judge Judy to be a true crime fan?
That she writes out law.
It makes sense.
Most lawyers are.
Yes. Yeah. She don't strike me as the love of hip-hop watcher.
You'd be surprised.
You would be.
No Rick and Morty for these two?
Okay, yeah, Housewives of Orange County.
So what y'all watch before you go to bed?
I try to watch the most disturbing things possible.
Disturbing?
Yeah, because I like it to permeate my dreams, so when I wake up, it's like, oh, that was just a dream.
Oh, wow. Oh,
dang, man. Hey, Craig, that is weird.
I know, it's just my thing. It's what I'm on right now.
How does that keep you sleeping in peace?
Yo, so what I used to do is I fall asleep with the news on.
Yeah.
And then when you hear that in the background, especially like the local news, it's dangerous outside.
I have to watch Lester Holt come out with their forehead every night. Good evening. Today, here's what's happening.
All right, y'all, moving on. Now, we all know that South African singer Tyler for her huge hit, Water. Now, Elle Magazine just got her to make some prank calls for their Phoning It In series. And in one of them, she called her mama pretending that she was, y'all, pregnant.
Oh.
Check this out.
Mom, I think I'm pregnant.
I'm happy. I had premonitions, I swear to God.
Oh, man.
Just yesterday.
I don't know who's the father.
Why? Nobody even talk to me.
She said she don't know who the father is.
Yeah, mom, it's a prank.
Tyler.
It's a prank for Elle magazine, Ma.
Sorry, love, but I have had the premonition. Ma, what premonition, Ma? Oh, she wanted it to be.
Now, y'all, Miss Tyler is only 22 years old. Now, are y'all surprised by her mother's reaction? Or how would most parents react nowadays?
I think most parents would be upset because they would be like, you got your whole career in front of you. You just getting started with doing the things you love. And you having a child at this young age. Her mama had a premonition and thought she was getting pregnant anyway. Yeah. It was kind of happy.
She's like typical African parent, though.
Oh,
like,
for real?
She's 22. So, like, by 22, that age, they're ready for them to be, you know, married. Or they're usually betrothed.
She sound like her mom don't play. That scared me. I was nervous. I was on the edge on that one.
But what's that song Water about?
I don't know, but
refreshments.
Wetting your system.
Yeah, just refreshing your palate.
Wait, what? What's it about?
You don't know that song?
Make
you know that
water.
Song. Make me sweat.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
But they still ain't telling me what it's about.
Wait, how's it go?
Make me sweat.
Remix. All right, you want to know the secret to a successful 44-year-old marriage? Well, Samuel L. Jackson is one of the few men in Hollywood who might know the answer. Now, Sam is on the cover of AARP, the magazine.
Oh, wow.
And when asked about the secret to his long marriage to his wife, LaTanya, Sam said this. You know, I've done stuff in my marriage. It's crazy. You know, she has two, but you got to go. Is that a breakup offense? Or is it just that we need to spend a little time together and get some understanding about it? Now, he also said that they ignore certain things about each other, like how she has learned to accept that his work ethic means he'll always be working as long as he still can. Now, you think that's a good advice for couples or this only works for them?
No, that's a real combo. Sam Jackson could retire.
He could.
There's no doubt about it. He could retire. And they could go travel their whole lives and do whatever they want. But if he wants to work, that can cause friction in a relationship.
And that's pretty cool. She's accepting of that. For real. Because that takes up all of his time. He always studying a script. He always somewhere on set. But, you know, maybe she visits him and they have an understanding. So I think this is great of her.
Yeah, I see them out having a good time all the time. I see him on yachts and at yacht parties. Mm-hmm. So he go out, you know, he work hard and he play hard. So I love Sam
Jackson. And she plays with him.
Yep. Yeah.
But wouldn't y'all want y'all spouse to work so they could be gone from the house half of the time?
No, well, that's what ruined marriages. That's why people start cheating.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
Lord. I also like identifying things that are not breakup offenses. Like, this is just something that this is how this person operates, and I gotta learn to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, you gonna like them posts on Instagram, and that don't mean nothing. Oh my gosh. It's not a breakup offense.
You know what I'm saying? Just a like, it's just a little double click. All right, speaking of Hollywood couples, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, they've been married for 11 years and together for almost 17. Well, Dax recently told the ladies of The View that on their second date, he took the gum from Kristen's mouth and started chewing it.
That's love.
Well, now Kristen was on The View, so of course they had to know if that grossed her out or if she thought it was hot. Well, check out her answer.
I personally thought it was very cute, and it was the indicator after we had been, like, talking and chatting for a while, and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of cute and special, and then I guess I was being flirty and took it out of my mouth, and then he took it, and I was like, well.
Okay, wait, yeah. I need a little more
he
detail.
He checkmated your move. I said, understood.
Yeah. Tell me, how long had you been chewing it, and what was the flavor?
2-3 days, and it had no flavor.
Oh, wow.
All right, now they're in their 40s, but this was like 17 years ago. Would you ever find it hot?
Maybe before COVID, it could have possibly been cute, but it just seems so germy. Mm-hmm. Like chewing gum, that means whatever's in your teeth has been in your gum.
Yeah, but y'all kissing and they haven't even kissed yet.
Ricky, that's what I'm trying to say, is if I'm out on like a first or second date or whatever, and she's being flirty with her gum, I'll let her know that I'm not scared of nothing, and I'm chomping on it.
You chomping it?
I'm letting her know.
Ooh, really, Tanner?
Yes. Sets the tone, because if a girl does that to us, if a girl came and took some gum from us, you know you can shoot the three, probably
100%.
That night. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like,
it's different for women, like,
All right, coming up this fall, Lenny Kravitz wants everybody to wear something huge. Find out what
Where's
when we come
neck?
Back. Under the shirt.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, all right, everybody, it's time for
Battle of the First Crush.
All right, everybody. First up is my girl, Gabrielle Union. Now, she done showed off her baby clappers, and this pick and said, I chose the bath. Hashtag summer 24. Now, some haters in the comments were saying, they ain't need to see all that.
Yes, we did.
See, setting a bad example, you know, because she got children and stuff. So what y'all think?
That's why she has children, right?
That's a thirst trap. She's too old to be doing that.
No, she looks amazing.
She was born naked. She wasn't born with clothes on. Hello? I don't have a problem with it.
My man right here spit, let him cook.
That's right.
And she like 50-something. She has an amazing body.
If the people that was hating on her look like how she looked, they would be hating.
That's true.
Yeah, but that look, what you call that?
Airbrush?
Yeah, that looks airbrush.
No, that ain't airbrush.
I don't know.
She got a nice little arch.
She got the gift. The arch. The angle.
I love it. I give her a 10.
10. 10. Okay, up next is Julianne Hough. She dropped this video and said, what's the opposite of hashtag tradwife? Oh, okay. Now, if you don't know, the tradwife trend promotes traditional gender roles for women, such as being a subservient housewife. So is she letting guys know that she is not an old-fashioned woman?
I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, she must have money. If she had her house, that's a big old stove. So.
That stove was a Viking.
That's a Viking.
Yes, it is.
That's top of the line. So
it's a body flex and a stove flex.
She's shaking that little booty. That little booty is flat as my driver's license. Yes.
Tam, you like that?
It's gonna be tween. Oh, like, what's happening?
You say tween?
Tween.
She. I do think. I don't know. She has. Maybe she's lost some weight.
She built young.
Tamar, what was that move? Come on, Tamar. What was that move? I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, okay, Ricky, you are our guest of honor today.
Thank you.
Who's winning this battle?
You already know what he gonna say.
Which battle?
Exactly, there it is.
Ain't no battle.
All right, now pivoting away from the thirst traps to...
What the fashion?
Now it's officially fall, and Lenny Kravitz reposted this video from last year and said, here we go again.
Grab your big scarf. It's the first day of fall.
Like, I've never had scarf envy Christmas before, song. You know, but...
Yeah, the scarf was bigger than him.
It was. Yeah.
It's like a blanket.
No, that's not a blanket. That's a runner for you.
Yeah. Okay.
my scarf is actually, like, much, much shorter and not nearly as, like...
And that's what you need in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that walking up and down Michigan Avenue.
But not with your jacket open.
See, you can drape it across your shoulders like a cape. You know what I'm saying? It's going long. It's going to drag a little bit.
It almost looks like a blanket.
Okay, y'all know Kmart stores have been around forever. They used to be everywhere. But they've been disappearing in recent years. Well, y'all, the last full-size Kmart store here on the mainland is in Bridgehampton, New York on Long Island. But it's set to close on October 20th. Oh. They do still have a few stores left in the U.S., Virgin Islands, and Guam, and a miniature store in Miami, but are y'all gonna miss Kmart? I thought Kmart been gone.
I never had a chance to go in. My mom used to leave us locked in the car in 90-degree heat with the windows open.
Kmart was the old Target and the old Walmart. Like, it was Kmart.
They had that blue light special where they had those sandwiches on.
And they had good popcorn. The best popcorn.
They had the perfection. And they had the slush puppy ice.
Yeah, that was it.
And every now and then you go on one had a blimpy in it.
And then Kmart started to get high though. Yeah. Y'all remember that?
Mm. No.
Kmart started to go get high.
Probably like keep their doors open.
Yeah.
I'm never going back to Dollar General.
It's different than the dollar store.
It's just high to Dollar General.
But we
high.
Thought we were rich when we got clothes out of Kmart. We thought we had it.
And you put them on layaway. Yeah.
Right.
They had a great layaway plan.
Sure they did, and I used to go there.
Yeah, by the time you get the clothes out, they're out of style.
Up next, y'all, new mama Shantae, honey, won't let a hungry baby stop her from getting her workout. I mean, we'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. Well, new mama Shantae is working hard on her snapback body so we can get back to enjoying those vacation thirst traps again. She's putting in so much work in the gym that not even breastfeeding is stopping her from feeling the burn. What's Pump got to do with it?
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah, I remember you had those.
Okay, so she is pumping breast milk while working out.
Yes.
Brat, you do this?
Absolutely. Well, I used to when I was breast pumping. Like, they have the things that you just connect, and there's a thing you put in. Yeah, it just, you can do whatever you want. You can walk around. You don't have to sit still and sit in the bed and be connected to a big machine and all that anymore. Mm-hmm. They have the portable kind. It just work. You know, you can charge them like a phone.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely, and they pump.
So there's like wires connected? Like where'd the milk go?
Yeah, she got it. She probably has the little thing. The milk goes in the actual cups.
Oh.
There's room in the cups for the milk to pump, and you empty the cups when it's finished.
Oh, wow.
It's genius.
I remember you used to wear them to work.
Yep, yep.
You don't have to use your hands no more.
Nobody was ever a cow.
Nobody's out here milking women. I mean, I'm sure people are milking women.
Well, in their own way.
Do you realize what you just said? That's a cow.
We know you don't know nothing about a woman.
Gary, have you ever got...
Even with the cows, they don't use their hands anymore. They have machines now.
Gary, the one woman that you was with, did you milk her back in the day?
I wasn't thinking.
All right, everybody, it's time for...
Take it or skip it.
Ooh, now my... Boo, Michael B. Jordan. Now he out here trying to scar the sinners with this one, y'all. Now he's out here teaming up with Ryan Coogler again to bringing us a supernatural gothic thriller about two brothers who return to their small hometown and an evil presence awaits them. Now some say it's a little vampires, but let's check it out.
I ain't ever seen no demons. No ghosts. No magic.
Mm-mm.
Till now.
You keep dancing with the devil. One day he's gonna follow you home.
Okay, Tommy Gunn.
Come on now.
But what y'all think?
I'm going to see it because that's a mix between The Color Purple and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That looked exciting as hell. That's why I love that stuff.
I'm skipping it.
And even if the black guy dies first, there's more to fall back on.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm sick of black people doing these type of movies. We didn't do these type of movies before. Hell,
Lee Daniels just did one.
Exactly. This is the second movie this year.
And Coogler and Michael B. Jordan together have never let us down.
But you can memorize your lines and get over Laurie Harvey.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
Real concentration.
That guy's focused, man. Mm-hmm.
You got to move forward. You know, you got to move forward one way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's going to make him want him back.
Skip it. Yeah.
Got the win.
Well, y'all, up next, a woman says she didn't see Dish coming when her mom gets this unusual tattoo. That story after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. It's time for...
Didn't See This Coming!
So in a recent post on Reddit, a woman said she couldn't help but question her mom's weird tattoo decision, which was to have the first initial of her daughter's husband inked on her wrist. Now, she let her mom know it was a little odd, but the mom went on to say she loves her son-in-law like a real son. Now, some users are saying it's odd, and some users are saying she's overreacting. And no, the wife doesn't think something's going on between the two, so what y'all think?
That's kind of weird.
It definitely sounds like the son-in-law put it down at some point.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
She white, though?
Probably.
Sorry, Tanner. It's your cousins again.
Because we would have had this conversation. I was about to say, it doesn't sound that weird.
See?
No, but it's like, the tattoo part is a little weird. But, you know, so I have two brothers-in-law, and my mother loves both of them very much. Now, she's not getting their initials tattooed on them. But when someone's been in the family, like, over a decade, and they brought children into the family, and it's like, and you know they're solid, like, you love them.
Why get a tattoo of them on you, though?
He's white, he understands.
I don't get it.
Yeah, but okay. We're not supposed to understand that.
Yeah, you can get like jewelry with their name on it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you can get a heart-shaped necklace. Right. Now, before we go, we gotta thank Mr. Ricky Smiley for hanging with the crew. And make sure you get his new book, Sideshow, available everywhere. That's all for now. Thanks, Ricky.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V22 Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.